You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, we have National MP Jamie Lee Ross. Are you there?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Good. It's been a busy couple of weeks.
It has. It's been a lot happening in the National Party this week.
It has. All sorted now, though. All nice and tidy.
That's good. So National MPs have been dropping like flies a little bit this week. So Hege Parata, Sam Watu'iga and Craig Foss, and yesterday Murray McCulley as well, all announcing that they won't be seeking re-election. Did you know that that all was going to happen?
Oh, and I didn't know them all, but I had a suspicion that there'd be a few that would reconsider their option. It's healthy for the party to rejuvenate and renew. Last election, a quarter of our caucus changed, and we had 14 new MPs come through. So, look, I think that the country expects you to evolve, the country expects you to renew and revitalise, and although it's probably happening a bit sooner than some of them would have expected, a change in Prime Minister is a good opportunity for the caucus to consider its makeup.
Right, and last week you said that National was bringing in younger blood through the role of Deputy Prime Minister when you were referring to Simon Bridges. Were these MPs who you've announced that who have announced they won't be seeking re-election, were they encouraged to go so that some younger MPs could come up since Simon Bridges didn't get that position?
Oh, there's always a general encouragement that the caucus needs to renew, that, and when people have had a turn and done a good job and they've made some changes that they wanted to consider whether they want to stay or not, and 9 months out from an election, that's quite reasonable. I think we have achieved some generational change. We had Paula Bennett and Simon Bridges going for it. Both of them are younger than Bill English. Both of them bring something different than Bill English, and Paula Bennett certainly is going to complement Bill in a good way. He is South Island, she is North Island. He is more conservative, she's more liberal, and also she's somebody who has quite a dynamic personality, and I think that'll complement Bill in a good way. And other MPs, considering their career, that's quite normal, quite natural, and a healthy thing for a political party to be doing.
Right, so Paula Bennett this week appeared on Breakfast to talk about the results of a child poverty report, but she hadn't actually read that same child poverty report before she appeared on the show. Should we be concerned that she's the new Deputy Prime Minister not having prepared for that?
No, I don't think so. Ministers have a huge amount of things that come before their desk on a regular basis. I think you have to be a bit fair. It's been a huge week there. Her and Bill English are putting together a new government, and they're deciding on how they're going to reshuffle the ministerial ranks. The bottom line when it comes to social policy in the government, though, is we have invested more in New Zealanders. We have put more money into the pockets of those through the benefit system, $25 a week, targeted specifically to families. We've also seen a situation where more people are getting jobs, fewer people are languishing on the benefit scheme. She might not have read a specific report during a busy period, but I think when Paula Bennett's career is looked back upon, people will be able to say that she contributed in a big way to ensuring that more people were skilled, more people were educated, and more people were able to get jobs out of it. And we're seeing more jobs created in our economy. And more jobs means more money in a family's pocket, which means less likelihood that they'll be struggling. And that's a good thing in the long term for the country.
Sure, but even if she could be excused for not having read that specific report, when she was asked if she had any other kind of figures to compare it to, she should have known that, shouldn't she? Even not as deputy, she was 2 days into the job, sure, but in her positions before that.
Oh, look, she's got an immense wealth of knowledge there. She may not have been able to answer a specific question on a particular report, but I don't think anyone could accuse Paula Bennett of not having the best interests of young people and families in her best interests and in her thoughts and in her policy making decisions. She's somebody who has championed, as Minister of Social Development, giving people more tools to be able to get on and get a job, giving families more opportunities to get jobs, to get into work, to be able to provide for themselves. She's somebody that has helped to turn around our benefit system in a big way. The long-term liability for taxpayers through the social development system has dropped by $10 billion. And that's because she has focused, when she was Minister of Social Development, on helping people become more educated and more skilled. And that's a good thing. We need more skilled New Zealanders. We need more people able to go out into the workforce and do well for themselves.
Absolutely. But this wasn't just any report either. Shouldn't this have been one of her top priorities?
When you're the Deputy Prime Minister, everything that comes before your desk is a big priority. Like, I have to be honest, I haven't seen that particular interview. I don't know the exact question that was asked, but I can tell you that my experience of Paula Bennett is that she works hard for New Zealand families, and that's a top priority in her decisions when she helps to make policy. And I know Bill English, who has championed a social investment model of doing government, where we invest up front nice and early, identify risk factors, identify the types of situations that can lead to somebody having difficulty later in their life, investing up front in a social way so that in the long term we get better outcomes, we get fewer children going into long-term benefit dependency, we get fewer New Zealanders ending up in the prison system, and we see more New Zealanders getting work and getting educated. And Paula Bennett and Bill English will champion that as Prime Minister and Deputy Prime Minister too.
All right. And lastly, you're openly backing Simon Bridges as the Deputy Prime Minister, as were a lot of MPs quite outspoken about that. How do you think that that's going to affect the party?
Oh, look, I think it's healthy for a party to consider the options out there. Paula Bennett got a majority of MPs to support her, and good on her. And having a process where you consider different candidates is a good thing for a party to do. The important thing now, and we are doing this already, is that we get behind Bill English, we get behind Paula Bennett, we support them as the leaders of our party, and we go back to the electorate next year as a united front, as we have been for the past 8 years. Parties don't typically resolve their leadership questions so quickly. I think the National Party's showing that we can have a process which is long enough that we can consider the leadership options properly, but short enough that we don't get distracted from the most important thing, and that's serving New Zealanders and getting on and doing a good job for New Zealanders. So Paula Bennett has won the election. I support her 100%, as I do Bill English, and I think Simon Bridges will continue to play a big role in government too.
All right. Thank you so much, Jamie Lee.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.